There is a universal law of sacrifice that states that in order to experience something of greater value, we need to sacrifice something of a lesser value. In essence, we need to say no to something in order to progress. Every day, you are faced with choices. Saying yes to one thing usually means having to say no or sacrificing something else. By saying no to competing demands for your time and energy, you create space for the yeses in your life, the people and activities that really matter the most to you. This is paradoxical. You cannot truly say yes until you can truly say no. A large part of this content is a summation derived from William Ury's book, The Power of a Positive No. It's recommended that you read the book for more detailed descriptions and examples of the ideas covered in this module. When moving from playing in the dynamic of drama to embracing a more empowering role, the same thing applies. We must sacrifice the benefits of being a victim, rescuer, or persecutor, say no to the drama-causing behaviours within ourselves or others, and say yes to the empowering actions of a self-author, challenger, or supporter. Being able to say no in an effective way is the bridge to help you and those you live and work with move beyond drama, navigate challenging situations, set clear boundaries, and commit to better outcomes. No really is one of the most powerful and often underutilized tools you can use to help move yourself and others into the world of self-authorship. No is also potentially the most destructive and, for many people, the hardest to say. When you learn how to use it in an empowering way, no has the power to profoundly transform everyone's life for the better. Every day, you will find yourself in a situation where delivering a no is the most appropriate course of action. Your professional and personal endeavors continually provide opportunities for you to stay true to your deepest values, needs, and goals. Yet most of us struggle to effectively sacrifice the lesser of a situation for a greater outcome. In order to stand up for what counts, satisfy your needs or those of others, you have to say no to a demand or request that is unwelcome, a behavior that is inappropriate or abusive, or a situation or system that is not working or not fair. In his book, The Power of a Positive No, William Ury writes, "Saying no has always been important, but perhaps never as essential a skill as it is today. The boundaries between home and the workplace are eroding as work reaches people by mobile phone and email, anywhere and anytime. The rules are also eroding, and the temptation to cut corners and bend ethical standards is powerful. Everywhere, people are finding it hard to set and maintain boundaries. No is today's biggest challenge." No is one of the most important words in our vocabulary, and for some, it is difficult to say well. The difficulty arises when we want to say no, but we feel pressure between exercising our power and maintaining a relationship. Exercising your power and saying no may strain the relationship, whereas tending to your relationship may weaken your power. The pressure is alive and real for most people. There are three common ways most people awkwardly try to release this pressure caused by needing to exert their power by saying no and wanting to maintain the relationship. They either accommodate, attack, or avoid. The first thing that some people do is accommodate. They say yes when they really want or need to say no. This approach is the unproductive way of approaching the law of sacrifice. Instead of sacrificing something of a lower value in your life in order to gain something of a higher nature, you are sacrificing the opportunity to experience the thing you want and will go on experiencing the thing that does not serve your growth. In the end, your choice to accommodate the unwanted behavior or situation will add stress to the relationship. Accommodation usually means an unhealthy yes, but buys a false sense of temporary peace. In effect, you are playing the role of rescuer, rescuing the other person from the need to change or rescuing yourself from the potential confrontation. You may find that you accommodate when you continually go along to get along, even when you know it is not the right decision for you. Your yes becomes a destructive yes because it neglects your deepest interests and needs. As Mahatma Gandhi said, a no uttered from the deepest conviction is better and greater than a yes merely uttered to please. Or, what is worse, to avoid trouble. The second way we move awkwardly around saying no is when we attack. That is, we say no in an uneducated way or in the heat of the moment. Attack is the opposite of accommodation. This is when you use your power without any concern for the relationship. If accommodation is driven by fear, attack is driven by anger. If we look at the roles in the drama triangle, when you feel angry at someone or their hurtful behavior or offended by an unreasonable demand or simply frustrated by the situation, you are likely transacting in the role of a persecutor. When things go against your interests and needs, we can sometimes lash out and attack. We say no in a way that is hurtful to the other and destructive to the relationship. The final way and a common way in which we approach having to say no is avoidance. These are the times when you fall victim to the circumstances and say nothing at all. Avoidance usually occurs because we are afraid of offending others, making them angry, or having them disapprove of our request. It's easier, so it seems, to say nothing, hoping that the problem will go away, even though we know it won't. These are the moments when we sit in the presence of the other person in cold silence, pretending that nothing is bothering us. Or the times at work when we are boiling with anger at something a coworker did, yet we don't approach them. Or witnessing injustice towards others or ourselves and saying nothing. As Martin Luther King Jr. once said, "Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about the things that matter." Accommodation, attack, and avoidance usually follow each other. You may initially accommodate this situation or behavior, then you may begin to feel resentful and suppress your feelings until you can't take it anymore and you let your emotions loose and attack, only to feel guilty after the destructive impact of your attack. Then you revert into accommodation or avoidance, ignoring the problem and hoping it will disappear. You can intelligently and consciously self-author your life and say no in an empowering way that nurtures relationships and moves everyone beyond drama. Here is William Ury describing how he came to realize the three steps to saying no positively.
25 years ago, that's when Roger Fisher and I co-authored Getting to Yes. And not long after the book came out, in the Boston Globe, there was a cartoon that a man was looking for a book in the library. He said, "I need a good book on negotiation." And the librarian said, here's a popular one. It's called Getting to Yes. And he answered, "Yes isn't what I had in mind." And that gave me an idea. People used to joke, "What's your next book? Is it going to be about no?" And I wasn't thinking that much about it. And then maybe a year or two later, I had a conversation. I happened to have breakfast with Warren Buffett, the celebrated investor, at a hotel in Boston. And he was interested in funding a research project I was directing on reducing the risk of accidental nuclear war with the Soviets. And over breakfast, he said, "You know, I really don't understand your stuff there. It's getting to yes, getting to yes." He said, "My job is saying no. All I do there is I sit at there on my desk in Omaha and I see one investment deal after another and I say no, no, not this one, not that one, no, no, no. I say no 1,000 times until I see exactly what I want and then I say yes. And all I have to do is say yes 4 or 5 times in my life and I'm a billionaire." And that got me thinking that somehow behind every yes lies 1,000 no's. And as I worked in business, in business, I'd often hear clients would say to me, you know, Bill, my people, you know, they're not too bad at getting to yes. It's saying no that's hard. I mean, the art of leadership is more about saying no than it's about just getting to yes. And in order to get to the right yes, you have to learn to say no. And even in my personal life, what I've discovered over the last 10 years is my daughter had to spend a lot of time in hospitals, many surgeries, unfortunately. And what I found that in those situations, when medical students are barging noisily in the middle of the night into your room, the key word I needed to know was no. In fact, was no in order to say yes to what was truly important, protecting my daughter, protecting her well-being, saying no to inappropriate medical treatments, saying no to offensive behavior, saying no to countless demands and requests on my time so that I could then say yes to what was truly important. And so to me, the word no is critical in order to get to the right yes, in order to get to the smart yes. And that's true in business, it's true in personal life, it's true in every aspect of life. So no is critical in order to get to the right yes. But what kind of no? My no's in the hospital needed to be nice no's, because after all, the doctors had my daughter's life in their hands. And so no, I've learned, has to be a positive no. And a positive no is very interesting. It has an interesting three-part structure. Instead of starting, as most no's do, with a no, it actually starts with a yes to what is truly important to you. What are your key interests, your key priorities in this situation? And then it proceeds to a no, a very clear, respectful, no-edge, neutral no. And then it ends just as it began, not on a no, but on a yes. In other words, a constructive, positive proposal. So that, for example, you're saying no to your boss. Your boss is asking you to work this weekend. You say, you begin with a yes. I have a very important family commitment this weekend. You then deliver a clear no, so I can't work this weekend. And then you don't end there. You end on a positive, constructive proposal. And here's what I can do. I can work late Tuesday and Wednesday night. I can get John and Mary in here, and we can get the work done. In other words, you end with a yes, just as you begin on a yes. It's a sandwich. It's a yes, no, yes. That's a positive no.
William provides us with a powerful framework to move out of drama and into a life of empowerment. Here are the key points to remember to help you formulate a positive no. A positive no enables you to use your personal power while maintaining your relationships at the same time by engaging the other in a constructive and respectful confrontation. Remember, a positive no is a yes, no, yes. Your typical no usually begins with no and ends with no. Your positive no will begin with yes and end with a yes. The underlying reason behind your no is, first of all, saying yes to yourself and protecting what is deeply important to you. You then follow through with a matter-of-fact no that sets a clear limit, and then you end with the yes, an invitation to the other to reach an agreement that is respectful of your needs. The first yes expresses your interests, the no asserts your power, and the second yes furthers your relationship. A positive no balances power and relationship in the service of your interests. Throughout history, including recent times, you will find change makers and leaders using a positive no to share their message or progress their mission. In 1963, Martin Luther King gave a speech that was a positive no. His yes, no, yes looked like this: yes to racial equality, no to racial discrimination and segregation in the United States, with an invitation to the nation to rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed, that all men are created equal. He invited the audience to lift the nation from the quicksand of racial injustice to the solid rock of brotherhood and make justice a reality for all. More recently, New Zealand's Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, delivered a positive no during her speech in March 2020 in response to the global pandemic. Her yes, no, yes looked like this: yes to making the most of a window of opportunity to break the chain of community transmissions of COVID, to contain the virus, to stop it multiplying, and to protect New Zealanders from the worst. Her no was a simple plan, stating that we can stop the spread by staying at home and reducing contact. essentially saying no to people leaving their homes. Her final yes was an invitation to act now, or risk the virus taking hold as it had in other countries and regions. Saying no skillfully and wisely allows you to create what you want, protect your values and relationships, and change what doesn't work. Through practice, you will also develop the ability to say no to yourself when you face challenges or temptations that lead you away from your goal. Learning to deliver a positive no will help you to protect your highest interests and deepest needs. It will develop self-respect and can be a valuable aid to consciously create your life.